Drawing in the Dust by Zoe Klein. Narrated by Justine Eyre. Copyright 2009 by Zoe Klein. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Zoe Klein and the Jean V. Nagar Literary Agency, Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Just above and to the left of the basketball net, across a gym filled with dancing students, hung the clock, faintly glowing like a full moon through a polluted night, calmly eating the seconds before the new year. I sat slumped on the lowest bleacher, my gangly knees pressed together under pink tulle and my shoes pointing shyly toward each other. The vapor from the fog machine grew thicker. I didn't know anyone at the social, except for my cousins Marilyn and Grace, who had reluctantly invited me only because my father had agreed to chaperone alongside my uncle. The clock was my only partner at the dance. We had been watching each other, my small face filled with braces, concave cheeks, and forehead fringed with wisps of baby chick hair, and the clock's big, round, benevolent face. When it was swallowed by the fog, I was left alone. The heat of bodies welded together caused the fog to rise to the ceiling of the crowded gym, and soon water droplets began to rain. The crowd was ecstatic, jumping up and down with their tongues out to catch the condensation. I caught a glimpse of Grace with her hands on a boy's shoulders. Two drops fell on my leg, another on my hand, and I ran out of the gym into the hallway. My father was there, leaning against a locker, smoking a cigarette. I hadn't seen him smoke in years.